Stories Online.
Imaginary friends are something that many of us have in childhood. Many of us never actually see the imaginary friend. It's just that, imaginary. However, some folks do grow up to recount actually seeing that imaginary friend. Sometimes this is not realized till later on in life, but still a very, very real experience nonetheless to those that have that experience. Imagine this. You grow up, you remember having that imaginary friend, it kind of dissipating and disappearing, if you will, around the age of 10. And then your own child starts talking about their imaginary friend, and you kind of just brush it off, not a big deal. And then you go on to read their essay that they wrote in school about this imaginary friend, and you find out it is the exact same imaginary friend that you had as a child, telling your child information and details that the only way they would have knowledge of is if it came from a conscious entity, or what you called your imaginary friend and what they call their imaginary friend. Makes it not so imaginary at that point, doesn't it? That's what happens in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's a great story. EPP 157 is what we are up to. When you become an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com, you get access to all 157 bonus episodes of our show. Exclusive right there at ghostpodcast.com. Exclusive video content and a lot more. It's all there, ghostpodcast.com. That's what supports our show. That's what keeps us on the air. If you like Real Ghost Stories Online, consider becoming an EPP. It's only $5 a month. Sign up there, ghostpodcast.com, or sign up for a full year. Get one of those months free and a bunk bed bell. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com, and help keep Real Ghost Stories Online on the air. And thanks for your support.